The first leak back in May revealed the names of hundreds of correspondents who had received accreditation in the pro-Russian separatist-held areas of eastern Ukraine. The latest one contains details, including emails, phone numbers and passport details of correspondents in the country, including foreign press. Journalists reacted in dismay as key governmental officials, such as Ukraine's Minister of Interior and his advisor, welcomed the leak, seeing it as a progressive step in Ukraine's information war. One of the targeted journalists is Piotr Andruszeczko, foreign correspondent at the Polish newspaper Gazeta Wyborcza. He believes government attitudes have to change.
For Ukraine, if the country really wants to be part of the European sphere, then there is no choice. The Ukrainian leaders have to protect the fundamentals of freedom, of expression, of speech. If it so happens that Ukraine decides to follow the same path as the one we see in Russia, the path of widespread propaganda, then Europe's and the Western world's trust to Ukraine will rapidly plummet.
Katia Gorzyńskaja is CEO at the Kiev-based Hromadzki TV. She believes the authorities are sending a precarious message.
We've seen a lot of cases when implicitly or explicitly government officials actually have supported the leaks and said it's a good thing, and thus giving the message to the society that it's okay, that aggression towards journalists is welcome and normal.
At the Institute of Mass Information, a press freedom organization based in Kiev, executive director Oksana Romaniuk says the leaks have polarized journalists into two camps: those who support the government and are in favor of the leaks, while others who tried to cover both sides of the conflict, which includes areas controlled by the pro-Russian separatists. Oksana says the leaks have resulted in internet trolls and bots targeting the latter group.
Yes, we have different bot networks. I think it's a fashion for politicians in Ukraine, which we adopted from Russia, unfortunately, that every big political party, political figure has his own army of internet trolls or bots. And those people, they attack or praise something which is beneficial for this or that candidate. And I think this is our new reality.
International rights groups have denounced the leaks. Krasimir Yankov, human rights researcher with Amnesty International, describes the climate in which journalists find themselves in Ukraine.
It has definitely increased the uneasiness surrounding independent and neutral journalists here. But I wouldn't say it has profoundly affected the safety of journalists and that now it's much more dangerous to be a journalist than before. The truth is, it has always been quite dangerous and uncomfortable to be an impartial professional journalist in Ukraine.
With the publication of the leak violating Ukraine's constitution, the European Convention of Human Rights, and Ukraine's law on protection of personal data, I asked Oksana whether previous administrations used similar tactics.
It's really very bad for Ukraine, I'm afraid, because the leak really contained personal information of journalists, their addresses, telephone numbers, and somehow it reminded me Yanukovych times when my personal information was leaked and when journalists were targeted. I would not like us to return to that time.
Speaking to journalists in Ukraine, many hope the country's leaders will aspire to uphold the fundamentals of freedom of expression rather than return to its authoritarian past. Philip Warwick for RFI, Kiev.